Well, here we are, back from Puerto Rico.
I think we need to apologize to our viewers for the bit of a hiatus that we've had, though I do want to say that we were in Frondiland, so how could they complain?
That's right, and I've got my hat on. I'm going to wear my little vacation hat during the taping today, just so I'll be in the mood.
It's pretty hard for me not being in that environment. Things change.
Yes, environment and mood are related, aren't they?
Well, especially in such a crystal, rather ecstatic kind of environment.
You mean a sort of thrilled, emotional explosion environment?
Well, sure, those are your words.
Well, they are. They were my feelings.
Well, look who's here.
Yeah, Emma's visiting today.
But, I did realize something. It wasn't really new, but just like all those realizations, that I got such a high off a beautiful natural environment. Okay, would you shut up?
She's just talking. Well, I think people do. That's why it's a vacation environment. That's why it's what it is.
Well, it's more than vacation. I think it says something about the world, or maybe I would just like it to.
You mean that it's like that everywhere, or
Know that
to be like that?
it's not like that everywhere, and I mean this is the whole environmental question. It's getting like that less and less and less and less, and yet I feel like it's something so important, not just in a scientific way, but in an emotional way for
Well, it's a way
humans.
to get out of the modern world. When your world is reduced to minimal clothing, sand, water, sky, sunshine, blah, 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 it's easy to abstract yourself.
Yeah, but I guess I just feel like if we did things in a more thoughtful way, there wouldn't have to be such a dichotomy between those two kinds of environments, the civilized and the unbuilt. You know what I mean?
Sure, but I'm not sure they're that separate. I think sometimes one plays off of the other,
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying, is that if you created the right kind of environment, it could satisfy both of those needs and functions.
Ooh, I don't know about that because I think
I don't think
it
they're
may
mu
be.
I don't think they have to be mutually exclusive, and yet they sort of are, for the most
Well, but
part.
maybe the simple environment, since it's not a real environment for us anyway, is only possible as a dichotomistically created place.
Well, yes, you're talking about the simplicity and the fact that you're not at work and you're not cleaning your house and you don't have any of the usual stuff. You get outside your life environment.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. That I wasn't really thinking about that. I think that is true about a vacation. Yeah, depending on what you do in your life, I guess. I mean, what if your whole life was a vacation like yours is?
Well, I'm not sure I'd characterize it that way, but I guess you could. Then you'd be in Frondiland with your frond. Remember when you were standing on the beach with a frond perched next to you?
Well, I guess the question is, can you keep that mindset and emotional demeanor
Nah,
when
you can't.
you don't think so?
Well, not if you want hospitals and polio vaccines and doctors and
No,
blah, blah,
I'm
blah.
just, now you're going back in the other discussion. I'm talking about, let's say you didn't have the responsibilities of job and kids or any major responsibility like that, then could you be in the Frondi mind in your home environment? And if not, why not?
Well, I think Frondi mind depends partly upon being divorced from your needs and having them satisfied with no effort. And that's
Well,
kind of an unrealistic.
exactly. I mean, you laid around and I did all the cooking and I served you the food. So, yeah, right. It just appears. It's amazing. I
Well,
mean,
now there's an undercurrent there that you might want to explore.
that I might want to explore?
Yeah.
I don't care.
Well then, I
No,
guess.
I totally enjoyed that, but I'm just teasing you.
Well, I'm not so sure you are.
I just thought it was interesting, but I didn't mind doing it.
I think you enjoyed doing it. I
I
think you
did, yeah.
enjoyed that role, and in fact, demand it sometimes.
Demand it.
Yeah, because it carries with it a certain honorific and a certain status.
Ooh.
And a certain position that is hard to come by otherwise.
Say more about that.
No, I don't think I will.
Okay.
Because I got my hat on. I've got to fix my hat. The string broke, remember?
So you're saying that I claim that role for reasons of, you might characterize as egotistical needs?
Oh, I wouldn't characterize it at all.
I know you
would. I would just make that statement, put it on the table,
I know.
And admire
typical.
It.
Typical. That's so typical.
Isn't
but
it, though?
You really can't do that. You put a statement out, you have to be responsible for it.
Well, I am. I think I take responsibility, but that doesn't mean that I... As with so many things, I think you can accept or look at or be responsible for something without feeling without feeling impelled or compelled to explain it or figure it out or take it apart or justify it or any of those things.
You know what's really bugging me right now is that instead of just saying in one sentence, it's like for every other word you have to give five examples of the same word. You know what I mean? And by the time you get to the end of all that, it's like, I've lost the beginning.
Well, you know? I'll try to be more succinct.
Yeah, why not?
Because I think it's important to be clear.
Right,
sometimes
but what I'm trying to tell you...
Succinctness is not clarity.
I know, but what I'm trying to tell you is that it has really the role of obfuscation rather than clarity. At least for me, that's how I react to it.
Okay, well, I'll give short answers then.
Well, you know what I'm talking about.
Do I?